is Dr. Sumita, physiotherapist, founder and director of Kapar. As you all know, our motive is to give our maximum love, support and care to kids and their families who are in need. Today, we are going to discuss about the role of physiotherapy for children with autism. Physiotherapy can be a key ingredient in the treatment of motor difficulties for children with ASD. A number of motor, sensory and musculoskeletal issues may be underlying the motor difficulties experienced by a child with ASD. Children with ASD may achieve early gross motor milestones such as sitting, crawling and independent walking, but the quality of their movements may be immature or stereotypical when compared with their peers. These early motor skills provide the foundations for the development of later motor skills, which require more refined and sophisticated movement control. As a result, children with ASD may struggle to master higher level motor skills. These skills, if not achieved, may impact the child's overall participation in peer and community activities. Now, we are going to discuss about the physiotherapy assessment included during the therapy. Physiotherapist will assess tone, posture, balance, gait, any obvious deformities, motor proxies, bilateral coordination, eye-hand coordination, eye-foot coordination, muscle strength, especially postural muscles, and oromotor functions. The above discussed are the physiotherapy assessments. Now, we are going to discuss few strategies a physiotherapist will include. Stretching of tight muscles, muscle strengthening program, proximal stability exercises, coordination exercises, gait training, balance training, and uses of splints if required, and the last oromotor exercises. Hope I have given you the few idea about the importance of physiotherapy in ASD kids. Please do call us for any doubts and questions about this. It's my pleasure to help you out at any time. Do contact us for any queries. Until then, bye. It's Dr. Sumita.